Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
It's the good, the bad, and the dumb. And on a Friday, we're going to send you into the weekend on the right note with the good of the day. Ron Culver, take it away.
The good of the day? Social media users. I never put them in the good.
Wow, this is weird.
Yes.
Good. I'm looking forward to seeing what this is about.
Well, you know, we always have fun with these maps that come out every once in a while that show
right.
You, like, you know, this is the best Halloween candy of the state, or this is your favorite NFL team if you live here. And a lot of times we make fun of them, or a lot of times it's a fake map and we get duped.
Right.
This one is not, however. This one is somebody put together this map. And it shows it's an analysis of TripAdvisor's restaurant reviews by chefspencil.com. Okay, so TripAdvisor, I mean, that's a legit place.
Okay.
We've all been there. And it highlights the top 10 cities who have the best barbecue.
Okay.
And this is where social media users are in the right, because they have a serious complaint about the top 10 cities in the United States that have the best barbecue, according to this map and TripAdvisor. You ready?
Right.
So here's the top 10 cities. I'm just going to ramble them off very quickly. I want to see if you notice anything glaringly missing, all right?
Okay.
See, number one is New Orleans. Number two, Oklahoma City. Three is Wichita. You also got Seattle, Columbus, St. Louis, Miami, Charlotte, Virginia Beach, Newark, New Jersey. Are the top 10 cities with the best barbecue. Now, there are three styles of barbecue, Tony. Do you know what they are?
There is basically pork barbecue.
No. I'm saying where they've been named after a place.
Oh, yeah, there's Kansas City. There is Texas. And there is right Nashville.
Memphis. Yeah.
Nashville barbecue, but okay. Whatever.
But you throw Nashville on there.
There's also Carolina barbecue with mustard sauce, but it doesn't count because it's mustard sauce.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work. But those three are widely known as, you know, that's the best barbecue.
Right.
Those three are nowhere on this list.
Wow.
That's where social media, I think, got it right, because how can you have barbecue named after certain places and none other places are named on this list?
Wow, that is pretty wild. So what was the answer to this?
They don't have one.
They just said, this is our thing.
This is our ratings of the best restaurants or the best barbecue places. Not even restaurants, the best barbecue cities.
One of my problems with polls or things
that
like that is...
skewed?
It depends. It matters who participates, right? So if I ask 10 people who has the best fast food French fries... Which I think is McDonald's, and everybody answers, Chick-fil-A, then that's what I get, right? You know, maybe people viewed didn't say that Kansas City was the best barbecue because they didn't ask the right people.
It has to be that, right?
Right? Depending on what your sample size is. It has to be. So, or maybe there weren't enough people who have ever sampled Kansas City barbecue to put Kansas City barbecue on the map. But it seems weird, like Seattle was over Kansas.
Or Newark,
yeah. Then, like, I don't know, Franklin Barbecue in Texas.
I mean, I've heard of St. Louis. I mean, you know, I guess, you know.
St. Louis has got good ribs.
Good ribs. New Orleans, I can get with that as well. I mean... You know, I know they do a lot more like seafood barbecue, but it's, or I guess, if you, I don't know if you can call it barbecue. I don't know. Mm. So, but
that's interesting.
Good for social media for rising up and fighting back on this. Doing the right thing.
Yeah, we're not taking your word for it.
Yes.
Yeah, good. That's
we know
awesome.
Where it is.
Good for you people out there in social media setting the barbecue world straight. Good for you. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, it's not really for any of us. The bad of the day is for Zach Wilson.
Why?
He hasn't even thrown an NFL pass yet, and he's already having to deal with serious backlash and having to deal with his mom and her social media accounts and whatnot.
Well, that was inevitable.
Yeah, like, but
once,
she is
people
already
saw her mother.
She has already
taken
center stage.
Well, yeah. Once she was exposed to the general population as a very attractive woman, the floodgates were going to open.
Zach Wilson. But not only that, because she recently made her Instagram private because she also took to social media to go on some rants.
Gotcha.
And I don't know what the rants are because I wasn't able to see them, but she did go on a rant about Disney, comparing Disney to a certain oldest profession, if you catch my drift.
Now, she's not single, right? I mean, she is still married to his dad or somebody else.
Sure.
Right?
I don't know too much about her.
So,
other than, you know, hey.
Yeah, this was, look, BYU's got a, you know, pretty good following, but you can hide your mom's attractiveness at BYU, right? But
right.
Once you get drafted by the New York Jets with the second overall pick, your good-looking mom is going to become a celebrity. That's just how it works in the good old US of A. Like once more people, more, you know, more and more people see how pretty your mother is, that's just the way. Now it's a, you know, it's an avalanche of attention.
I mean, yeah. If the kid's not under enough pressure, I mean, first of all, he looks like he's 12.
I know. That's the one thing I cannot get over. And that kid is going to be the starting quarterback of the New York Jets.
Yeah, and he's 12 years old.
He looks like he won a contest to be the quarterback
right?
of the Jets.
Or I don't want to say make a wish, but it feels like a make a wish thing. Like, you know, yeah. This was his lifelong
dream. He's the Doogie Howser of NFL quarterbacks, right?
He has to be.
Like, he shows up in the huddle and like, who gave you the, oh, you really? Okay. Like
yeah.
That's yeah. I mean, he looks like a teenager.
I mean, don't you picture him to go? Okay, guys, I want you guys to run down the field. You're going to do a 5 yard in, and you're doing a 10 yard out.
Yeah,
please.
This is like Angels in the Outfield or some. No. What was not Angels in the Outfield? What was the one with the kid played for the Cubs? Pitched.
Oh,
for the
Rookie
Cubs.
Of the Year.
Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
This is like one of those movies where this young person is like thrusted onto the professional landscape. Right? This is Zach Wilson. And if he's great, it's even better. Like, if he turns out to be really good.
Oh, no, that, I mean, fantastic.
That's great.
You know, 10 years from now, he'll look like he should be a quarterback.
Oh, I know. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'll be curious about? I know we've actually mentioned this before. Do you remember Super Bowl? It was Super Bowl 30. I want to see. I'm going to miss it. I think 31. It was Green Bay Patriots. And Brett Favre hit, like, I don't know, Desmond Howard for a touchdown or something. And he took off his helmet and he was running down the field. And he looked like a 22-year-old kid. And in a very short amount of time, Brett Favre looked like Rip Van Winkle. Like in a very short amount of time, Brett Favre went from a young-looking quarterback to an old man. I wonder if that happens to this kid. Well, we will have pictures of him on draft day and go, he used to look like this at the start of his career. Now, my God, he looks like he should be selling reverse mortgages on television. Like, I wonder if it ages you that much, like the presidency of the United States, right?
Maybe.
Hi, I'm Zach Wilson. I would never set you seniors astray. I'm actually one of you. Like, I can, in like 5 years, he might look like an old man. It's like when I found out Wilford Brimley was like 42 years old when he made The Natural. Yeah. I freaked out. I was like, you got to be kidding. Old man grandpa manager was 42 years old? That can't be right. That could be Zach Wilson.
Maybe he'll look like, he'll instead of going the Tom Brady route, he'll go the George Blanda route.
Where George
Blanda looked like he was 50, 60 years old and same age as Tom Brady now.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. But, absolutely.
I just feel bad for this kid because, I mean, the pressures of being a essentially the number one athlete in New York City.
Yeah.
And you got to deal with all your mom's stuff.
Plus, I'm getting at an age where, you know, I'm looking at his mother going, yeah, she's like in my age bracket.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I've got a dad bod. I'm feeling old. She kept herself up all these years. Good for her.
Yeah.
She's pretty
And lady. I don't know. I'm assuming she's married, but we never hear about
that. We don't know. We never. I know. And I have no idea what their background is.
Yeah, and I don't even want to look.
Oh, yeah.
Be honest with you.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
I hate to do it to you.
Right.
This one pains me to do this to you specifically.
Me specifically, okay.
Yeah, but the University of Southern California president, Bob Caslin, has resigned.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, why?
Well, he gave a graduation speech recently.
Oh, I heard this, yeah.
And I don't have the audio for it, unfortunately. I didn't grab it in time. But during his graduation speech, he did welcome the the graduation speech or graduates. That's the word I'm looking for. He did welcome the graduates of University of California.
Yeah, instead of South Carolina.
Yeah.
Which is,
but that's not why he resigned. I mean, that's just a faux pas.
That's just a faux pas, but it's a serious faux pas.
It's a serious faux pas because he's the president of that university. He should know what university he's at, right?
Right.
Not one that's 2,500 miles away. No, the reason why he resigned because that speech was largely plagiarized.
Is that his fault or is that the fault of somebody who wrote the speech for him? Because I'm sure somebody had to write the speech for him.
I mean, you would think. But
like you would think, like, I'm a busy guy. Can you just write me some nice things? The guy's like, oh, my God, it's due tomorrow. Let me just grab a speech no one's ever heard of before.
Yeah, but no, but whoever grabbed probably one of the more famous speeches. It was it was almost word for word, the speech. We've seen it. It's gone viral, that military. I think it was an admiral.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He copied that one?
Yes.
Oh, if you're going to plagiarize a graduation speech, find some small school that doesn't have recording equipment that you may find a transcript of in some of the deep pockets of the web. That's what you need to go to.
I'm sure who wrote the speech, that person probably graduated from a university. Grab this, and your mom filmed it.
Yeah.
Just go back and say, Mom, where's that graduation? Exactly. Where's my college graduation? I'm going to use this speech. But right, no, he grabbed the one that everyone has seen.
Like, if you're the president, don't start a speech with 4 scores and 7 years ago, right? Like, don't pick the most popular graduation speeches of all time and decide that that's what you're going to do when you're go around.
And then obviously don't end it with, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, people might have heard that before. Yeah. I don't know.
That USC Southern California thing has been bothering South Carolina forever. They want to be USC because they were the first USC,
right?
But it just doesn't work. It doesn't fit.
Did you guys call yourself USC when you were there?
Not really. There were plenty of shirts that said I'm not going to say I had a T-shirt. Okay, when I was a student at the University of South Carolina, that said. University of South Carolina, the real USC. And then there was a saying that involved the mascot of the other USC with a different term that we use for the mascot at South Carolina.
God,
so just take those two things and blend them together in some sort of derogatory way, and you got the slogan.
I mean, you guys have both of you have the worst mascot names.
I know.
And it just imagines that you guys are, both USCs as well. You can get that confused.
Yeah.
So did your mascot, was it more about like going bareback?
Yeah, right. Now we have Cocky, one of the coolest mascots of all time.
Yes, yes,
right,
yes.
Exactly. All right. That's funny. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue at Sports Map Radio.